The new film, Les Misérables, is not another adaptation of the Victor Hugo novel. It's definitely not a musical by B.J. Lederman, who writes our theme music. It is set in the same Paris suburb that inspired part of the 19th century classic, and it is about the neighborhood's impoverished residents. But this film is a modern-day cop thriller. It's France's entry to the Oscars. Rebecca Rossman reports from Paris.
As Les Misérables opens, the residents of Paris are anything but miserable. France has just won the 2018 World Cup, and an ecstatic group of black teenagers is making its way into central Paris. The streets are flooded with people from all backgrounds, draped in the colors of the French flag. This is the France the country's politicians love to idealize. A country where people of all classes, colors, and religions can feel united under a common French fierté. But then the scene shifts to the dreary working-class suburb of Montfermeil, where these boys spend most of their days. It's a place plagued by police violence, ethnic clashes, and little opportunity. Lined with high-rise housing projects, factories, and dingy kebab shops, it looks nothing like the Paris audiences are used to seeing on screen. And that's exactly why director Lajli wanted to make this film, his first major feature.
C'était avant tout de parler de la misère.
The film is about the daily misery shared by everyone in Montfermeil.
Everyone from the inhabitants of the graffitied high-rises to the cops who patrol them. The story follows a day in the life of Montfermeil's anti-street crime unit.
C'est la police! Ouvrez la porte, madame!
After trying to arrest one teen, the unit is confronted by the same kids we saw celebrating France's World Cup victory. And they're not smiling. They're throwing stones. Many of these scenes are taken directly from the pages of director Lajli's own life.
Quand je suis arrivé dans les années 80, il y avait une grande tour ici et j'habitais dans cette tour.
There used to be this big tower just over there when I arrived here in the 1980s, and that's where I lived.
Standing on the balcony of his apartment in Montfermeil, Lee describes the neighborhood where he was raised by immigrant parents from Mali and where he still lives today.
40 ans après, ils ont détruit la tour.
40 years later, they got rid of the tower, and here I am, still living here today.
Lee says that since the November release of Les Misérables in France, the country is finally being confronted with a problem people have long been aware of but refuse to address head-on. The problems immigrants push to the city suburbs face as they struggle to make better lives for themselves in a new country.
Le film, c'est pour ça qu'il a eu un impact énorme, c'est vous voulez pas voir, mais malgré ça, on va vous faire voir.
That's why the film has had such an impact. People may not want to see certain part of this film, but I'm going to make you see what real life looks like in this neighborhood. I've lived through this.
So have many of the first-time actors in the film. That's why Lee and several other established artists started a film school in the nearby suburb of Clichy-sous-Bois in 2018.
Le cinéma, c'est un milieu fermé, difficile d'accès, les écoles sont chères, c'est très compliqué.
Getting access to film schools can be expensive and complicated, so we decided to give up on other schools and open our own.
Students come from all over France to study here, under some of the country's top filmmakers, all free of charge.
Un instant, on va vous remettre au travail.
Yassine Lassar is a 29-year-old math teacher who lives in the neighborhood.
For the first time, I told myself maybe there's a way to tell our own stories. Stories of people who are not heard most of the time.
For Batio Bey, originally from Senegal, Lee is providing students like herself with opportunities they'd never thought they'd have.
It's just like you went to the window, you know. When the door is not open, you have to go to the window. And this is what he did. And now the door is open. You can go get in. You can go make it.
But opening windows has also made Lee a target of backlash. Last month, two right-wing newspapers reported Lee was once convicted for taking part in a murder. That was proven to be fake news, but another paper later verified that he was convicted of complicity in an attempted kidnapping, for which he served a 2-year sentence. Lee says that, like the teen actors in his film, he's a product of his surroundings, and he wants to help them rise above their misère the way he has. He says the accusations are part of an attempt from the far right to crush him ever since it was announced Les Misérables would be representing France at the Oscars.
On le sait très bien, quand on vient de banlieue, on essaie de sortir un peu la tête de l'eau, bah, y a toujours ce même groupe qui essaie de nous écraser.
Every time we lift our head above water, there is always these same groups that try and squash us.
Mais bon, on est beaucoup plus fort que ça.
But we are stronger than that.
Ledgley said he's proud to be representing France at the Oscars. And he'll do all he can to help his country win. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.